Starting the test. We started this thing yesterday. Time today to go over a little bit what we learned yesterday and to build on it. We started yesterday that Pesim and Aleph, the Mishnah told us a halacha. Ein chushishkin, shema guru achuldo mi bayit levayit. You don't need to be concerned that perhaps a chuldo took the chametz from place to place. Why not? Why should you not be concerned? Because it has to be. Because otherwise, ain't the dollar safe. So how do you understand what those words mean? Otherwise, ain't the dollar safe. What type of explanation is that? You don't need to do it, because otherwise, ain't the dollar safe. So, do your best. What's ain't the dollar safe? So, the Chonim Vassaman, you're a Sefer Kovitz Shiurim, he says you can explain it in two ways. You can explain it either as a raya or as an explanation for the din. There's two possible ways of explaining it. I can either explain to you that I've got a raya. I've got a raya. It must be that Chazal were not worried about this chash about chulo. I've got a raya for it. You know how I know that Chazal were not worried about it? Because if they would be worried about it, then you haven't solved the problem by cleaning your house. Because you can still have chametz coming from the other town, from the other chotzer. So if this concern is a concern that we have to be concerned about, then we can never have we can never be mekayim a mitzvah of dikas chametz. Because we'd always have to be concerned from ear to ear and from chotze to chotze, and yet we know we're not concerned about that. That we know already. We know we're not concerned about that. We know we're not concerned about chametz coming from another city. If we're not concerned about chametz coming from another city, that's a raya that we're not concerned about any chametz of a chulda. It's a proof that with Chazal we're not concerned about chametz coming by way of animals, bringing it in. What's that raya? What's that proof? But since Chazal are telling me they only have to check your house, and we don't say they have to check the whole city at one time, so what's that telling me? That's telling me that Chazal are not concerned about chuldis bringing in chametz from the city, from the neighboring chotzer. So Mamela, that's a raya, that Chazal are not concerned about chuldis bringing in chametz. So Adin, me Pina Lepina boy in the same house is also not a concern. So Ainad of a Seif, according to this explanation, Ainad of a Seif is a Raya. You want to know how I know that we're not concerned about Chulz bringing it in? Just look around. We see Chazal said that you don't have to worry about Chulz bringing in from the local Chotzer. So what's that telling us? That must be that Chazal are telling us, don't be concerned about animals bringing in chametz. If Chazal is saying that to be concerned about animals bringing in chametz, so Mamela, who are within the same house also, we don't have to be concerned about that because Chazal told us not to worry about chametz coming in from a chul. In his words, since we know the halacha is from ear to ear and from chotzer to chotzer, we don't need to worry about it. That's a gilui to us. That's a raya to us, or a chotzer to us, that we're not concerned about animals bringing it in. That's the first way to learn these words.
I have a question. We're not concerned about an animal bringing it in. What about from within, like from room to room within the house? Is that
in the end of the day,
more within control.
End of the day, you want to say that animal will bring it from room to room. But we see that we're not worried about animals bringing it in. So since we see we're not concerned about animals bringing in, so So therefore, we don't need to start putting shomrim there, because we know we're not concerned about it.
But the,
how do we know we're not concerned about it? From the local city, from the local houses, from the local chater. We're not concerned, we're unconcerned about the fact that animals can bring it in. That we know given, a given that you don't need to do the whole city at one time. That teaches us that animals, the fact that you can bring it in, doesn't concern us. If it teaches us that animals bring in chomets doesn't concern us, so there's no need to put shomrim now within a local area where I can protect it. Because there's no chiyus to. Ain the davar seif is a gilui, is a raya. Is a raya. You want to know, are we concerned about this shash and that chuzah is coming, yes or no? I can bring you a proof. I can bring you a proof. We're not concerned about the neighbors. Must be who are there. We're not concerned about animals per se. So if so, who are there in an area where you can protect yourself, you don't need to. Are you sure?
Okay, no, I hear that, but and just from the words of the Gemara, I'm from the Mishnah, it says, it could have said, room, you know, from room to room, and then in, you know, the in can, the bayit, mechatzim lechatzir. I don't know, it just, seems like a big jump.
The Mishnah is saying that you don't have to be concerned about bayit to bayit, mokim to mokim. That's perhaps something which you could have protected. And there might have been a hamina that you should have had to be worried about it. But since I know that from chotzer to chotzer, from ear to ear, that you don't need to, so you see that we're not concerned about animals coming in with chomets. Okay. If you tell me we're not concerned, then who are then? He buys the bias, I mean, mock him, the mock him, we're not concerned. That's his first ma'alach of over chomets. So it's a raya. According to that shot, it's a raya. Then he has a slightly different shot, which is a hoichocha. Not it's a raya, but it's a reason. It's a reason why we're not concerned. It's not a raya. First shot we're saying is a hoichocha, a raya. Second reason we're saying, second explanation we could say, is a reason why we're not concerned. Slightly different way of looking at it. And Chazal tell us to do the chomets. They're telling us to make sure there's no chomets in the house. Now, if your bedikah would not achieve the goal which you have to get to, then Chazal would never be mechayev something like that. So now, if you are going to tell me that we have to be concerned about an achbar walking around my house, then it would also mean that I would have to be concerned about apples coming from local towns, local places. Now that's already too much for me to be concerned about. That's already too much for me to be concerned about. And therefore Chazal let you off and said you don't need to be concerned about an apple walking around your house as well. It's not a riot. I'm not bringing a riot from the fact that from local towns it's... We're not concerned, therefore, here as well. Slightly different kibbutz. It's a kibbutz like this. I want to know, do I have to be concerned about chulda? If you want to be concerned about chulda, it means you also have to be concerned about chulda from the local town. And that's already too much. If so, that's why Chazal said, okay, you don't need to be worried about chulda here as well. Couple different?
No, that the reason is you don't have to worry about chulda because it's too much.
Right. One second. That means the nafkaminutzi how we're learning is it a given that there's no concern about chulda bringing in chomet from the local chater? The first way we're learning, yes, of course that's a given. We knew all that. You don't have to be concerned about chulda bringing in chomets from a local chater, you don't have to be concerned about that. That was a given before we started. Avada we knew you don't have to. If you're telling me we don't have to be concerned about that, then it also would follow that you don't have to be concerned about chomets being brought in a chulda within the house. Why? Because as much as it's a given that we don't assume chulvis are bringing chametz from one chotzer to another chotzer. So as far as the biggest chametz is concerned, we see where I'm concerned about chulvis, as long as you didn't see it, we're not concerned about chulvis bringing in chametz from place to place. We're not concerned about that. As far as the biggest chametz is concerned, you see, from the fact that Chazal didn't say that everyone has to do a chotzer one time, that everyone intends to do the whole city at one time, you see, Chazal were not concerned about chametz being brought around by a chulda. If they're not concerned about that, then also within the same house they're not concerned about it. Because it's the same concern. If they're not concerned me'ir le'ir, so they're also not concerned me'chotzer le'chotzer. That's the first way of learning, which is taking a certain assumption which we knew. The me'chotzer le'chotzer me'bayis le'bayis, not me'bayis le'bayis, me'chotzer le'chotzer me'ir le'ir. That was a given, we always knew that, the Chazal would never machayev you to do that. Not because it's an impossible task, but because if you see that Chazal weren't machayev, it means the Chazal said, you do bedika what you see, you don't have to be concerned about animals bringing from place to place. If Chazal aren't concerned about it, then why didn't we buy the bite? What's the difference? It's the same thing. And Mimaka and Amaka, it's all the same thing. If Chazal were not concerned me'ir le'ir, they're not concerned with animals, who are then Mibayis advice the same thing. That's the first way of learning. That means we're starting off with the assumption which we've taken on as a Svar of Shufan. Chazal, no way we're Machayev anyone to do from me'ir le'ir. Why not? Why not? Must be they're not concerned about animals bringing in from place to place. The other way of saying it is no. It's not, no given. There's no assumption. But one thing we do know is that Chazal would not make us do a, be concerned about something that ain't a dollar safe. So I want to know, do I have to now do a bedikah on my house? I don't know anything else. I don't know any halachas about chotzer eder. I want to know, would Chazal be mechayev to be concerned about chametz being brought by a chulda in my house? The answer is no. It cannot be mechayev with that. It cannot be mechayev with that. There is a concern. The med is a concern. The med is a concern that a chulda would bring in chametz from place to place. There is a concern. But what can we do? Chazal could not be mechayev you for that, because if they would be mechayev you for that, they'd also have to be concerned that in this house we're brought in chametz from the local city. And that's in the davar tzeis. So although there is a concern that chuldas go from place to place, there is such a concern. But Chazal cannot be mechayev us for that, and therefore they waived on that skew. So the shaila is, in the end of the day, we look at the house. Is there bemet a concern of chuldas to chametz from place to place? Is there bemet a concern?
Yes.
According to the first malach, we're saying maybe not. You see Chazal weren't worried about me in here, so maybe not. There's no concern about chuldas taken from place to place. According to the second malach, yes. According to the second malach, there is a concern. But what can we do? Chazal can't make exeir she'en atzivu yochalam idvoy. Chazal can't make exeir that we won't be able to keep. And if we're going to be concerned about it, we have to extend it to the whole city. And that's impossible. So although there is a concern, we'll have to be mevata on that concern.
But the Mishnah seems to be going the second way. Because the Mishnah is and Koshishim, because if you would be Koshish, then you'd have that health problem of Eile Davasov. So the Mishnah seems to be concentrating because of Eile Davasov. That's why you don't have to check.
Yeah. If you read it that way, you're right. The other way of reading it is the Imkain is a proof. I can prove to you this because we can see that Me'ir Le'ir, we don't worry about it. So there's two possible ways of learning the Mishnah.
It wouldn't just say the Imkain. It would, because that Imkain maybe was something slightly different way. I'm wrong, but I mean, yeah. That's really more the second way than the first way.
Yeah. That means, according to the second way we're learning, according to the second way of Avachanam Lachman, B'met is a chash. B'met, when you go to bed at night after doing Bedikas Chametz, you don't know for sure that the house doesn't have Chametz. Because it could very well be that Achba brought in. But it's one of those kashoshes that Chazal said you don't have to be concerned about. You don't have to be concerned about. So that's the first point that we're saying Pshat in the Mishnah. The Imkain Mechotz Rechotz Me'ele of a Seif will say, so it's good for us to have at least one Malach that we go on our belly. Let's go with the second Malach. That Bemet, there could be a concern for it. Bemet, there could be a concern for it. But Chazal have to limit how much you have to be worried. And since, if they would be worried about Achbarim, they'd have to extend it to Achbarim coming from the neighbors as well. That they couldn't. Therefore they said, ignore Shoshis of Chuzi. So we'll go with the second Malach of the Bechonin. In fact, the Bechonin put that as the first Malach. I just said it over the second Malach. But we'll go with that Malach. That not that we're saying one way is better than the other, but it's always good for us to have one in our head. So, Ein Choshim. You don't have to be worried about a Chuzi. Why not? Why should you not worry about a Chuzi? Because Chazal couldn't be Mechayev. It's almost like Yigzeir Sheina Tzibi Yochalami book. If it be Mechayev, you automatically have to be worried about the local city as well.
That's not true.
And now you can't do it.
I don't think it's true. Because you have proof of what the Gemara says afterwards. The Gemara says that it's only if you didn't see. Mashma, if you did see a Chuzah in the house, you do have to be concerned, right?
Right.
We apply that to the city.
Very good, very good, very good. The Gossi is also very good. The R, which we're going to come to in the Gemara. Last. Yeah, very good. Okay, so that's how we've explained the words of the Gemara so far. Ain't it of a safe? Words of the Mishnah? As a raya, not as a raya, as a chacha, as a pshat, not the pshat, as a pshat, why Chazal were not mechayim?
This is all a default, insofar as if you did see a weasel or a chuldah, then you would have a concern. It's only if you don't see anything that you might, the possibility that there might be a weasel that might have done this. Then this kicks in. Otherwise, if you actually did see a weasel with a nice Danish in its mouth, you should have a concern, no?
Yeah, we're going to see that very soon. Yes, Hashem. Good point, and we're going to see it very soon. You're 100% right. It's only because you didn't see it. So now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you don't have to be choishesh, shema giru achuld on mibayit tzavai. So Yossi will be mumbling under his breath, both yesterday and today, that why should I be choishesh? Why do I need a raya to tell me, or a pshat, why not choishesh? Why should I be choishesh anyway? Why should I be choishesh? All right, I have the cheskes boduk. The house was checked. I checked it, and there wasn't, when I checked it, there wasn't chometz. When I checked that corner, there wasn't chometz. So something called chazaka, a cheskes boduk. That once you check something, we can assume that it stays the same way. We know the klal is that something called chazaka. Chazaka means the status of something stays as it was when I last saw it. But you learn it from, we learn to be so glad it once. You learn it from the goyim. Half a second, Bernard. You learn it from the goyim. The kohen would go into the house and see a nega, and he would go out of the house and be metame the house. He would say the house is tommy. How do you know that? Maybe the nega went already. Maybe the nega's not there anymore, the tsaras is left. How can you say that the tsaras, the house is tommy? He doesn't know. He only saw it 20 seconds ago. Maybe in 20 seconds it went. LMI, you see, there's something called chazaka. That once I saw something, I can assume it carried on like that. I don't have to assume anything else. If so, when I have in a house, I checked the corner and there wasn't any chometz there, so why shouldn't I be able to rely on chazaka and say that there's no chometz? Why do I have to be worried that maybe an achbo came, a chulda came, and I'll say a chulda didn't come because it can't be chazala mechayiv me. Why do I need that? A chulda didn't come because as a chazaka, the house was clean. That's a very strong kasha on starting the sugya. A very strong kasha. Why can't we rely on chazakas?
What I wanted to say was that, you know, it's hard for us to imagine because we don't have kulas running around. But Mistoma, the way the Mishnah seems to be talking and where it continues, the last hour was very different, and it's very possible that there wasn't a chazaka. There's a race against the chazaka. That, you know, they are animals that don't run around and bring food in, and the kind of housing and the doors and the windows and whatever they have were very different. So I don't think you can say that there's 100% chazaka that it did. It's a race against the chazaka.
Thank you, Dr. Rabbanu wants to suggest that something called a reis. If I know that the chazaka has got a fault to it, then you can't rely on the chazaka. So Rabbanu wants to say, even though I can check the whole house at one time and make sure there's no chulis then, but since it's common for chulis to scurry around from outside, therefore you have to worry they came inside. A chidush la'aloch that you want to say, even though I know in my house there's no chulis right now, and right now I know there's no chomet to check the whole house, and I know there's no chomet, but you still have to be concerned about it. A chiddush you want to say. This kashas asked by Shain and Achrenim.
I have a suggestion
to answer this question.
To answer
the Mishnah.
The case, what's the case we're talking about? We just wrapped up learning that there are rooms in the house that we don't have to check. Certain places in our home we don't have to check because we never bring comments in there. We're not even talking about a case of a place that we get Zika. Because we were told we don't have to do Zika in this place. I'm saying the mission is talking about a case where maybe I didn't have to do Zika here. I don't have to do Zika. He's just told me place I don't do Zika. And I know I have a little mouse in the house, or a weasel, whatever, he's in the backyard. So why are you telling me I don't have to check the house? Maybe he brought it in from my kitchen into my attic, whatever it is. He brought it to one of the places that we think you don't have to check. So therefore, it's not an issue with Chazaka, because you know you have a weasel running around. So you're busy telling me I don't have to check this little place, because I never bring his comments. Okay, I never bring his comments. Or maybe my baby brought the comments. Maybe the weasel brought the comments. So the Gemara is saying, you know, the Mishnah is saying, you don't have to be concerned for those kinds of things.
Can everyone hear what Yossi's saying? Can you hear what he's saying?
Yeah. Oh, not so well. Okay. Yeah, can you please repeat it?
Okay. No, I will repeat it because it's good to know where Yossi's going wrong. Yossi wants to suggest. The other one to say is Yopshah, Gevaldik Yopshah in the Mishnah. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Mishnah is talking about a place where you don't generally bring in chomets. Make our Mokka talk about a place where you don't generally bring in chomets. And the Mishnah, we learn to pay the faith, a place where you don't bring in chomets, you don't need to check. But says, there's a concern here. Says our Mishnah, maybe you should be concerned that Achpabu Achulda brings in chomets. And in that mockering, you don't have a chazaka because you never checked it. And it's normal for chulis to come in.
Oh, nice.
And he's just telling us, you don't need to be concerned about it. That's Yossi's chat. Very nice, except that you haven't really answered my question because that room also had a chazaka. I never ever brought chomets there. What are you saying? That may be concerned that Achbar brought in, a chulda brought in. Well, that's basically the question we were asking. If I check a room and I don't see a chomet, then why do I have to be concerned that a chulda brought in chomets to that room? I'm saying, what would be the... I would ask a question, what would be in a room that you did check and you know there's no chomet? So why do you have to be worried about chulda bringing in the chazaka and a chomet came in, I checked it? So now, in your case, it's exactly the same. I have a room that I never brought in chomet. So that room has a chazaka that chomet shouldn't be there. And yet we have to be concerned the chulda will bring chomet to that room. So why? I got a chazaka. But also when I check one room, even if it's a place that do bring chomet in, there's a chulda in the house.
That
one
I'm
concerned about. Why? What's the
difference?
Because you
checked.
You checked. I'm not going to be concerned for 1 minute and then next minute. You just checked and Shabbos. But now, you're in Shabbos. There's a rule, but now if you didn't check, we're not requiring you to check. What do you mean?
354 days
have passed by.
All right.
354 days
have passed by. You want to tell me
the cool never went inside that room?
Okay. Fine. Yossi wants to ask a question about it. Yossi wants to adapt his shot to say that all he meant to say is that since the room was never checked and it's open the whole year long for chulzos to come in, there's more of a concern than if you just did the bika now that you'd have to avoid right now chulzos came in. Right? That maybe we should rely on Chazaka for right now. But since the Mishnah is also talking about a case of a room that's never been checked, that means it's been open for the whole year. And the whole year Chuldis could come in. I'd never bring in comments. The whole year Chuldis can come in, that's something I have to be concerned about. Maybe, says the Mishnah, you might have thought you have to be concerned about it. Kama shalom, that you don't. Left out of the okay, save the day, save this chart. But it only works if you learn that the Mishnah, that there is a concern of chuldos, which the Mishnah says there isn't, for a room, shein machnisin boichorit. That means even in a place shein machnisin boichorit, there might have been a harmony you have to worry about chuldos. But we learned yesterday, shein.
So that's why Rashi said.
Some people,
but Rashi's saying different, no? Rashi's saying, Kishibadak Zavis. No, we're talking about a place that was checked.
Right. Rashi's not learning like Yossi, and we learned yesterday, it's Rosh learned, and I saw other Ishaim also, that in a room that you never bring chametz to, there's no concern about chulda. Because chulda only go, like we said yesterday, only places where there's food readily available. So that's where they live, that's where they'll bring their chametz to. In a room they never bring chametz to, there's no reason for them ever to go there. Therefore, they're not going to bring chametz there either. Right? So if you learn like that, and like your mother's pointing out, Rashi says that we're talking about a case where you did check, and you still have to be worried about chametz coming in because of the chuldah. To commercial on the mission, you don't. So we're back to the question. The question is, why? Why is there havanah you have to be chashish for a chuldah? What happened to Chazaka? You checked it. So what happened to Chazaka?
Could you say like this, that Chazaka sort of tells you on a haga of what you should do, but here the mitzvah isn't just like what to do. It's bal yirah bal yamatzeh. It can't exist. So if we're concerned that it exists, fine, you're a good Jew, you checked, you did everything right. But if it exists, you've still got a problem. And that's
it
the haga that you might have to check again, and comes
the
mission and says you don't. Because your hanaga of what, when they were told you a mitzvah, because on this, it doesn't extend past that.
If you hold a chazaka, then that room doesn't contain chametz. That's what chazaka tells me. It's not telling me how to behave. It's telling me a status of the place. That room doesn't have chametz. So I should be able to rely on chazaka. To rely on chazaka and not to assume that there's chametz there.
Does Chazaka establish a fact, or is it just a haga that I can assume that fact?
If I, a woman wants to eat truma, so what's the woman, what does it tell? If she's married to a Kohen, she can eat truma. Her husband's gone off on a journey. Can she eat truma? Well, it depends if her husband's alive or not. Chazaka tells you, you can assume the husband's still alive. So she can eat truma. And there's all these
factors
like that. It's to tell us a fact. The husband's still alive.
Or you're telling us how we can conduct ourselves. That we're allowed to conduct ourselves based on these assumptions. We don't have to worry about what if, what if.
But it's a rebuttable presumption.
Chazaka is telling us how to behave, how for us to behave. It's true. But Chazaka is telling us that we behave based on the assumptions of these facts that were. So if the facts were that there's no chametz in this room, means I don't have to be worried about it anymore. So that's now the fact, so I don't need to be worried about it. Yeah, sure. What did you want? You wanted something or not? No? Okay, so that's the kasha which we're asking.
I was just going to say, it's presumptuous, it's a rebuttable presumption. So if there's another fact that that would defeat that presumption, then the presumption doesn't hold.
I don't know. What fact is ruining it here?
Well,
the assumption is there's no comet.
So right. unless you see the
you did not see. You checked the front room and you didn't see. So this is going to be a pesach for us for quite a lot of the omits. This question is going to be a nekudah kovis, a central point regarding bedikas chometz. Bedikas chometz definitely comes to tesis. Is a chiyuv d'rabbanan. A chiyuv d'rabbanan. That's bedikas chometz, a chiyuv d'rabbanan. So, bedikas chometz, why don't we just say sofek d'rabbanan l'kulam? Why do you have to do bedika? I don't know, I've got chometz. So say sofek d'rabbanan l'kulam. I should say, I should be able to be mekel, sofek d'rabbanan l'kulam. Why the klal is a chiyuv bedika? You've got a concern that maybe you have chometz. It's sofek d'rabbanan. Where Dr. Mishnah says, maybe you should be worried about...
But there is no sofek. There is no sofek. The mitzvah of bedikas chometz, the mitzvah of bedikas chometz from the chachamim is not if you have chometz, you have to be bodek for it. You have to look for chometz. You know, you, irrespective of what you know is there or not know is there. There's no sofek here in terms of this halacha.
Very good, excellent, Dino. Very good. Let me add to my point I was saying, and then you'll see that your point needs further elaboration. The Mishnah says you have to be worried, maybe a chulda came in. You didn't see a chulda. You have to be worried, maybe a chulda came in. And brought chametz. No, so that's a suffix. Maybe a chulda came in. So why should I be worried about it? I did the bedikas chametz. So now you've got a suffix, if I've got now a chiv to do another bedika. The topic is even more than that. It's really a spectator. You don't know if the chulda came in bechlal. I mean, even if it came in, maybe it's ekets. So it's even a spectator. It's even more of a topic than normal. You've got double topic, a dual topic. Maybe the chulda came in. Maybe ekets. But still, you might have thought you have to do bedikas chometz, but you don't because it ain't the double safe. So why do you need to come on to that? Why ain't the double safe? Also, Sofek d'rabbanan l'kulam. Means even according to Daniel was saying that you don't need to do, that although you don't know if there's chometz in the house, but you have to do bedikah, because that's what Chazal will machayev. You have a vaday chiyuv to do bedikah. But here, I don't know bechlal that chometz came in the house. I did my bedikah already. And I bechlal don't know if chometz came in the house, because a chulda maybe came in. I don't know. I didn't see. So why do we need to come on to Ein Adav Asayif? David Glaze, Sofek D'Rabbanan, the Kula.
There are
two questions which are basically the same. Give them 1 second. One question we ask is, Yad HaChazaka, why can't you rely on a Chazaka? Second question is, Sofek D'Rabbanan, the Kula. Why can't you rely on a general? Sofek D'Rabbanan, the Kula. Here's a spectator. Even more should be able to be maker. Because you Bechal don't know if it came in. And even if it came in, maybe it. You got snake taker, a double reason to be maker. So why do we need to come on to Suffolk, the Rabbanon? Why do we need to come on to Ain the double state? So the answer is...
I'm wondering if the fact that they're Bechayim and Benika. Sorry.
Chazal's Chiyuv, Mechayim has to do Benika, even for comments that we don't know, and even though it's only... A concern, Drabbanon, that maybe you'll come to eat it. There's no right there. Maybe you'll come to eat it. That means Chazal, the certain takonis, the Chazal and Mesakim because of a Sofik. Chazal and Mesakim because of a Sofik, then none of these rules apply. You can't say what it's a spectator. It doesn't make a difference. Chazal and Machai Vedika Sommet for a spectator. Every time Chazal told us two Vedika Sommets. Why? Why should I do bedikas chometz? Maybe I never had chometz in this area. Even if I did, maybe somebody took an etzer already. Every chometz you could say spectator. Maybe never chometz was put there. And even if it was there, maybe somebody etzer was taken out already. The Chazal on the Chayv Bedika. Chazal on the Chayv Bedika Tzom. Comes, say the night, or the night before, Erev Pesach by night. Comes Erev Pesach, the person starts his house checking. What are the odds that he's got chametz in his house? What are the odds? 100%? No. He's already done a lot of cleaning. I don't know what the odds are. 50%, but I get 50%. Chazal on the Chayv to do Bedika 50%. In actual fact, it's probably even less than 50%. But Chazal on the Chayv to do Bedika on the Sofik. That's what Chazal on the Chayv. If Chazal on the Chayv Bedika on the Sofik, then there's no more rules of Tzekseka, of Sofik, to Abom Rakura. It doesn't help you. Because the Mahus, the definition of this Bedika was be Bedika for Tzekka. So Shem Zamanayabach says the same thing regarding Chazaka. Chazaka, I want to tell you that this is how it should be. That's only in a normal world. Here there's a special takon. Special takon are telling me, be Bedek, you need to be 100% sure that there's no chametz. Even though there is anyway only a sex seeker. No, you have to do Bedeka to be 100% sure there's no chametz. Chazaka is not enough to make it 100% sure there's no chametz. Chazaka is an assumption. Assumption's not good enough. For chametz, Bedikas chametz, we need to have a vados. Therefore, the Gemara said, although I don't know that Achbar went in, maybe you should have to check. Because assumption's not enough. You need to have a vados, you need to be sure about it. Gemara Shalom, ein ledava seif. If it would be, ein ledava seif, and therefore Chazal, we're not mechayra to worry for this concern. Although they were chayvah to tzekseikas, but for this concern, they were not worried. They did not worry us about it. So that was the Mishnah. And yesterday, we started with the Gemara, and Yossi had a diuk in Rashi. A diuk in Rashi, which the simcha that filled up my heart this morning was hard to describe. I found his diuk in a Meram Chalal. Rishon. So let's see over the first line of the Gemara, the Diuk that Yossi made the Rashi. The Gemara says, "Taina deloy chazin on the shakel." You know why we don't have to be concerned is because you didn't see that the animal took it. Chazin on the shakel. If you saw that animal took it, chayshina, you would have to do bedika. You would have to do bedika. Amai, name of chosin. Let's say that animal ate it. Why do you have to be concerned about it? Let's assume that animal ate it. So what does Rashi say? Hachazinon shevi osoy lekan. If we saw that he brought it here, chayshinon, we would have to be concerned. Shem adayin hu kan. It might still be here. V'tzarach livdik. Ma'amari, name of Rossi. So you also ask, why did it say, Hochizinom, Sheviyotze Lekam? Why didn't he just say, Hochizinom, Sheviyotze, Hochizinom, with the food in his mouth? Why did it mention the word Lekam? Ma'ora of Yossi Benjamin. Why did it say Lekam? So let's just discuss something. What would be if I saw an animal had a chul that had bread or a bagel or a Danish verb shua in his mouth walking in the city. Would that be mechayev the entire city to start doing bedikas chametz? Or I saw it in the neighboring chotzer. Would that be mechayev? Would that be mechayev me to do bedikas chametz? The Mashal clear not, and Ram Chalaba also says not. Ram Chalaba says, Ein Ledor Asif. The Mishnah said, Ein Ledor Asif. If you're going to be Mechayim you, whenever you see a Chulda walking around with bread or something in his mouth, it's going to be Mechayim the whole town to do Bidika Tzomet, Ein Ledor Asif. So there you certainly don't need to. Ein Ledor Asif, being possible. So therefore, the whole Chashash here, it's only because we saw it walk into a house. If you saw it walk into the house, then you're going to be concerned about the bedikas chametz. Because then you know there's chametz in your house. But the fact that a chul is walking around outside, That's not going to be machayev anyone. That's the Maram Chalava says it la locha. Maram Chalava.
What's kan? Does it mean the house, the room, the corner in the room?
Oh, very good. Very good. We're going to come to that. So I'm just reading out Maram Chalava. Shouldn't think I'm making everything up. Ein levash. Don't say that when the Gemara says taima deloy chodi, don't say it means that anytime we see the animal with bread, we have to be choishes with it. If I see you walked into my house, chayshinon, I have to be concerned. Dilma mishaya v'tzuchem dika. So the Maram, the Chalava was bothered about the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Time is like chazinon, how chazinon the shocker." Sounds like whenever you see the apple walking around, you have to be concerned about it. So the Maram Chalava, can't be. Ain't it of a say? Can't be. If you saw he's walking around with it, of course, in a it can't be. You have to be concerned about that. Ain't it of a say? So it must be when it says. Time as the Rechazin on the Shokal, Hakazin on the Shokal means you saw they took it into the house. So I think that's what Rashi means as well. Shaviyot Lekal means you see he brought it in the house. If he brought it in the house, Chayshin on Shema Adayin will count.
Think about a specific corner. Because the Mishnah is talking about a corner. The Mishnah is talking about a specific place.
Mishnah
is talking about
the Mokin.
Yes,
the
Rashi said.
Right, right.
The corner.
So now, right, very good. So now this now opens up a bit for us. So now how far to limit this? So Maram Chalava says clearly that it doesn't mean anywhere in the city. It means in the house. As Daniel pointed out before, and I asked the other thing, it depends. In Rashinoma first, what Kaan means. It's coming to exclude the wider area. Does Rashi mean you don't have to be worried in the house, you just have to be worried in a small area? I don't know. It's not Mokach in Rashi. Rashi just says Kaan. Rashi is coming to exclude a wider area. And you go and work out what the wider area is. Definitely not the ear, and definitely not Mechot and Achot. You don't have to be concerned about that. Because the ain't is obviously, even if you see the animal's got it in his mouth, you don't need to be concerned about it.
One club for the road. Person has a mansion, whatever, has to come to the main street, has a mansion, and he sees the Golda passing through his front door. That's why Rashi was saying, Khan means, if you saw him walking into the house, now you have 100 different rooms you can be in. Do I have to check this room? No, Rome tells me he's not in all the rooms. This room, I don't know. What's like he's not in this room? Maybe he's in a different room, so maybe I have to apply Rome.
Yes, Rome's not going to help you for Bdikas Chametz.
Why?
Because Bdikas Chametz has our machayim, even for the suffix.
I checked already. Which room do I have to check now? I don't know.
So we're going to see in the Gemara that Rome doesn't help. The Gemara's going to talk about it. Exactly. The Rome doesn't help. We're going to see that in the next So that's the Beva Chazal we had today to go over the point. This has been a second one we had because these are Yisoidis which you're going to have to use for building for the Hemshech as well. We had a Yisoidis Dika Shaina. What is the Agzor of Dika's Chomets? And why about Dika's Chomets do we not rely on Spakers and Dika's Chomets we don't rely on Chazokah? And the Yisoidis for Dika's Chomets, Rabbi Nadant also writes this, the Dika's Chomets is Iskan on a Sophic. Since it's Niskan for a Sophic, none of the general rules apply. Dika's Chomets is much more chomo than any other normal Dika. Right? Now when you learn the Gemara, you go on in the Gemara is going to be talking about that a Chulda, maybe, why do we have to be concerned the Chulda will eat it? Why do we have to be, even if we see a Chulda brought in, why do we have to be concerned about that? Why don't we assume the Chulda ate it? So now we have to ask ourselves, what did the Gemara mean to ask by that? The Gemara meant to ask by that, what son, and therefore it's a Sophic?
What?
Did the Gemara mean to ask, we can assume, let's say Sophic, maybe the Chulda ate it, and therefore it's a Sophic and you can be Mako? Is that what the Gemara meant to ask? If the Gemara meant to ask that, then we have a problem, because we can't rely on speakers for Bedikas Chametz. For Bedikas Chametz, you need something which is called a Vada. You can't rely on speakers. So what does the Gemara mean to us when the Gemara says, if you see the chul that brought in food, why do we have to be machne? Why don't we say my name, Machlose? Why don't we say yetzit? Why? Why should we say so? Because it's a song. I don't know yetzit.
No, but it's a
suffix.
He's bringing it in for the purpose of eating it.
It's been a suffix. I don't know yetzit.
But that's what he does.
I don't know when that he did eat it, right? Just assuming that even speculation we don't rely on for Vigas comments. Even speculation, the Gemara has come on to Ein Lidova Sey. Even Svek-Sveker, we didn't rely on from Digger's Rom. So why? What was the Havamin of the Gemara here? That my name of Rossi. What was the Havamin we should be able to say, yeah, doesn't matter the essence. Why? Why should we assume that? Can't rely on Svekers. You can't rely on Svekers when it comes to Digger's Rom. So we have to work out now, what was the Gemara's question about my name of Rossi? The real answer is in the Gemara as you keep going. But it's something to bear in mind. The Gemara asked the question, let us rely on the fact that a chulda would eat it. Well, I've got an answer, we can't be sure he ate it. But what was the Havamin? What was the Havamin of the Gemara? What was the Havamin of the Gemara? My name is Achlossi. There's no din of Svei Sopik Yavon of the chulda by Bdikas Chomets. So what source do we have to be make of? So that's something we have to think about as we go through the page. Yes, Hashem will continue tomorrow with Yaakov Yisrael. The shir was given, since I should have already said it at the beginning, I apologize. The shir was given once again to Ilan Ishmael, Moshe Peretz's father. He should have an Ilan Ishmael in the source of the Torah that we were said today. Cultus. To